Hey guys, it's Nancy Perez. This is Live Cope, LLC. We're a self-help podcast out of Colorado Springs, Colorado. I am back to you today with another episode from Studio 916. And it's been a while, friends. It's been a while. It's been about 10 weeks that I haven't uploaded anything. And, you know, professionally, life has been amazing. And I have been thriving in so many ways. But as you guys know, this is a self-help podcast, so we're going to get a little real today. So again, professionally, everything's been wonderful, and looking from the outside in, you think, you know, I got it going on, but internally, it's been quite a mess, and it's been quite interesting to navigate not only these last 10 weeks, but really the last several months have been an ongoing thing. And I think, honestly, even since the beginning of the year, I started struggling a little bit. And you know, my motto, you can't take care of anybody if you're not taking care of first. So I didn't feel like uploading any content because I really was just like, I can't be of service if I'm not of service to myself first. But let's get real. This is normal. This is way too normal in our society nowadays. I kept looking for outside validation to feel good on the inside. You know, I went on a trip in April. I went to Miami and it was amazing. I love the beach. I love the sun. But I was so sad the entire time. And I was, even though I was happy, I was miserable. And I was uploading photos, you know, showing you guys living my best life on my personal Instagram. And then that's kind of when it all started. I started feeling so fake because the photos made it look like I was having the most amazing time. And I was just, you know, an example to follow, but really internally, I just needed validation, whether it was messages or likes or someone being like, wow, you know, I wish I could do what you do. I was looking for that. And that's sad. That's sad that that is normal nowadays and that we really don't want to look at what's really going on internally. With my new job, I work with kids a lot. And just even seeing the sense of wonder that they have at such a young age, and that really brought back some stuff for me. You know, I really didn't have the best childhood. I didn't really have the best of a lot of things, and that's why I do what I do, and that's why I've been put in the positions that I've been put in. But it was hard. It was hard to accept the reality that looking from the outside, my life seemed, you know, great. But looking from the inside out, I didn't feel so great. And I started having suicidal thoughts again. And I started having just feelings of not being worth anything and feelings of just nothingness, really. And it got scary. I used to go to a therapist for a long time. And that did some help. That worked. But I really didn't know how to go about it this time. I didn't know what else to talk about. And that's when I realized that I was using so many external things to deal with the internal things. So I deleted my Instagram, and that was my personal Instagram anyways. And that was a shocking but a very revealing thing to do, because then I realized how attached I was to it. And realizing that was, it took me back, because, you know, it's just a free online platform where you upload your photos. But I cried over it. After I did it, I kicked myself in the ass for it. Like, I was just like, why did you do that? I had a lot of internal conversations about why did I do that? But I needed to do that. I stopped wearing makeup. I wanted to just accept myself 100% for who I am. And I stopped wearing makeup. I haven't worn makeup probably in the last 2.5 months. I stopped doing a lot of things that I was using as a way of feeling like I was worthy or like I was enough. And it's not over. I'm just able to talk about it now. I'm really going through it. I'm in the thick of it right now. In the sense that now I realize, like, I can't look for exterior things. I also realized that I was using alcohol to cope with a lot of stuff. So I stopped drinking alcohol, like, probably the end of December. So there's been a lot of changes within me that have made it possible for me to realize some of these things. But that doesn't make it easier. It's never easier, especially when you have unresolved traumas from childhood, from adolescence. I know that I've never fully told you guys, you know, some of my backstory, where I come from. I know I say bits and pieces in the podcast, depending on who I'm talking to. And since the beginning of the year, I've had this Women Who Inspire series. And that was very helpful to me to see other women that also have gone through things, who are excelling. But how can I be one of those women? How can I seem like one of those women, but I'm really not on the inside? If I'm going home and I'm feeling less than, and if I'm having suicidal thoughts, like, how can I truly be an example for someone or an inspiration to anyone? Even though I do have very nice friends that try to lift me up, the reality is that I can't look for external validation from friends, family, or otherwise if I myself can't feel that on my own. And so I needed a break, and I've been trying to take a break as much as I can. Last week with my job, I got to go to the mountains and there was no cell service, and that was kind of refreshing to feel like off the grid completely. I started going back to the gym regularly and punching the bag and just getting some of that, you know, negative energy out through, you know, physical exertion. But again, that's a coping mechanism, right? And even though, yes, we're life cope and I'm trying to teach you coping skills for a lot of things, like, let's get real. Coping is only going to get you so far, and faking it until you make it, it's only going to get you so far. Reality is going to set in at some point. And at some point, you're going to have to face the reality of what you're actually going through and what you haven't resolved in your life. And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm trying to realize that I'm not that kid. I'm not a child anymore, but there's still a lot of childhood things that are there. There's a lot of fears that are not real, but they appear real. And I get stuck in that fear face of, you know, not feeling like I am worth it or not feeling like I'm deserving. And sometimes what I've realized over this time is that you have to take a step back and you have to reevaluate some of the relationships you have in your life, some of the attachments you have to physical and non-physical things. You have to realize, like, what is serving you for the greater good and what's not serving. At the end of the day, if you don't take care of you, nobody's going to come do it for you. And that's what I've always wanted. My entire life, I just wanted someone to come save me. And I wanted someone to come and, like, make it all go away and make it better. And even when there's moments where it feels like someone can do that for you, the reality is that's just a Band-Aid over a really deep cut. And that cut is just going to get infected and more infected. No matter how many Band-Aids you put over it, it's still going to be rotten underneath. And there's still going to be all these unresolved things that are going to arise to the surface at some point in your life. I'm thankful that I'm 30 and I've had 30 beautiful years of life, but also in these 30 years of life, I've had to be an adult for most of it. You know, I had to come to this country when I didn't want to come when I was 10. I had to let go of my culture and my heritage in a way to fit in. I had to lose my accent so I wouldn't be found out in a way. There's so many things that I've had to do where no one told me to do it. I just thought this is what you must do to survive. And so I think I've been in survival mode for such a long time in my life that being real with myself, even that feels kind of like a joke sometimes. Like, yeah, let's get real, Nancy. But also, like, I don't want to get real. I don't really want to think about these things. On Sunday, I got to talk to a class of CCS students about sort of coming to this country and my experience as a Latin woman and some of the issues happening at the border, and even seeing what's happening there, I see myself reflected. I am one of those kids. You know, I had to walk through a desert to get to where I'm at today. Most people don't know that. They know that I'm from Mexico, but they don't know the reality of, like, what I've had to do to even to have, like, a little bit of what I have. And again, you can look at me, you can look at professionally, you can look at all these things, what I've quote unquote achieved. But how do I translate that when I go home and I feel like nothing and I feel less than and I feel like my life is not worth living? So I'm still trying to shake myself out of it. If you can even call it that. I'm trying not to put any more band-aids over that cut. I'm trying to clean it out. I'm trying to really get to the root of it. But the more that I get to the root of it, the more I realize that I've been living in the past for such a long time, and that's what's created a lot of this. And that's what's created a lot of this hurt and pain that I'm feeling. It's because I'm attached to those unresolved issues from my childhood. I'm attached to the anger that I felt towards my parents for not being what I wanted them to be, for not being supportive like I wanted them to be. But when I look at them, I was just home for my sister's graduation in May, and they are those unresolved issues themselves. They are those kids that have those unresolved things too, and I don't want that for myself. I don't want to be, you know, I don't think I'll be a mother, but I don't want to be this older person still just feeling worthless and negative about myself. So I got to get real, right? Whatever the hell that means. And I have to accept that I've been living in the past and it's not serving anybody any good. I have to accept that I must let go and stop trying to sugarcoat some of the things that have happened. I got to let go and accept that I experienced all of these different things, but at the end of the day, I wouldn't be the woman that I am today if it wasn't for those experiences, as hard and as traumatic as they've been. And I hate the word survivor, but the reality is that there's so many more things, but, you know, I'm a survivor of childhood sexual abuse. I came to this country when I didn't want to come. I had to learn a language I didn't want to learn. I had to adapt to a lifestyle that I didn't want to adapt to. I had to be an adult when I wasn't ready to be an adult, and that's okay. I wouldn't be who I am today if it wasn't for those negative, awful experiences. But how can I let go of the hurt that those experiences caused? How can I let go of feeling inadequate and not enough? How? And I keep asking myself that, and I keep reminding myself that I am enough, and I'm not just gonna cope anymore, and I'm not just gonna go through life, you know, faking it until I make it. I'm gonna delete an Instagram if I need to delete an Instagram. I'm gonna stop wearing makeup. I'm gonna stop using substances outside of me. I'm gonna end friendships and even relationships and family relationships and whatever it is that I need to do if it's not bringing joy and it's not bringing fulfillment into my life. And I think that's one of the hardest things that I've had to come to terms with. When I was home in May, I told my family, I'm probably not gonna be back for a while. And that's not because I hate my family, but that's because I need some time, really some time away. And I need some time away, not because they're awful people. They have done the best that they could within the realm of their possibility. But it is time that I take a step back and that I reevaluate what being around certain people does to me. And what being around certain circumstances does to me. And there's nothing wrong with that. And in my culture, which again, that's another attachment to culture, attachment to identity. But it's there. And I've been so attached for so long that I forget that it's okay to not be attached. It's okay to say, you know what? Yes, culturally speaking, I'm supposed to be attached to my family at the hip and I'm supposed to just be there irregardless of how I've been treated or how I feel like I should be treated. But I'm ready to let go of those attachments because these external attachments is really what's led to this clusterfuck. I don't have another word for it, but clusterfuck of emotions and feelings that I have been feeling. And the last time I felt suicidal, I was in my teens, and to be 30 and to be feeling suicidal is just something that I never even imagined. But everything piles on. Everything fucking piles on. And at the end of the day, here I am. I'm a product of not actually dealing with things. I'm a product of everything I've been suppressing. So I hope that if you're listening and you're going through something similar or you have gone through something similar, that you stop suppressing and that you start actually dealing with the reality of things. Yes, did these awful things happen? Yep. Can I do something about it now? Nope. Is there something that I can change? I can only be in the right now. I can only change the possible outcomes that can come in the future. But even living in the future does you no good, right? Having fear of what might be or not be, having fear of what hasn't happened for you yet, like, it does nothing but hurt you. And I realized that finally. And am I better 100%? No. Am I getting to a better place? Yes. The fact that I'm even here recording this and saying this out loud is like step one of many. And if you're listening, this can be step one of many for you too. We're in this together, and sometimes it feels like we're so alone, that nobody's gonna understand, that nobody's gonna get it. But the more and more I open up about certain things, the more I realize that there is more people out there that have gone through what you're going through, or they're currently going through what you're going through. And that's okay. And sometimes that feeling of loneliness, like, I have to keep it together, I have to keep up appearances, I have to make it look easy and good, makes us feel even worse about how we're actually feeling. And it makes us feel worse because it feels like we're alone. And that feeling of loneliness in your struggle is some of the worst feelings of not being worthy to have someone to confide in. But I'm telling you, I'm here for you, and you're here for me. Even though I wasn't uploading, like, you were consistently still downloading, and that meant the world to me. And that was in itself an outside validation, but you were listening not because of what I look like, not because of what I have. You were listening because there was something of substance that spoke to you. So I hope the same is with today, that there is something of substance that is speaking to you, and that you know you're not alone, and you're never alone. And no matter what the memories that haunt you are, no matter what it is that you're dealing with, there is better. And that's the healing process. The healing process is not overnight. The healing process is not an immediate, you know, click of a wand and it's all hunky-dory and we're all good again. But it's an actual process of understanding the trauma that you've lived, and understanding that it does not define you. It only makes you stronger, and it makes you who you are. And not to say that if you haven't lived trauma, you can't be strong, because I also hate that concept. You shouldn't have to be a product of trauma to feel strong. You should just be strong just because you are and because you exist. But we live in a world that validates that, even the trauma that we've lived, and validates the stories that we have from our trauma. And I don't want to validate any of that. I want to let it go. And I want to stop living in the past, and I want to accept reality for what it is. And I know that if I change the way that I think, I will change the way that I feel. And that's the one truth. So start today. Make this your step one. And really, really try to understand what you're currently doing in your life that's not serving you, whether it's substance abuse, whether it's relationships that you're holding, whether it's habits that you're having. Really reevaluate and really take a step back and see your whole life in front of you, and see where you want that life to go to. I don't want to just look and see that I'm successful professionally, and that, you know, people, you know, care for me on a professional level. I want to care for myself on a personal level. I don't ever want to have feelings of not being worthy. I don't want to ever have feelings of my life is not worth living. And I want the same for you. And I want us to collectively raise our consciousness. I want us to collectively raise up the vibration for ourselves, for the world, for the planet, because the more of us that are out there doing this, the higher the vibrations will be, and the higher the spirit will be within us. So don't get down. I'm not going to get down anymore. I hope that you won't either. I hope that you'll accept the things that have happened to you, just like I am accepting of the things that have happened to me. And let's move forward together. And let's move forward together, not coping and not putting band-aids over our pain, but really dealing with it and letting it go and redefining how we want our lives to look, really doing what makes us happy, going after our highest excitement and our biggest joy. And that's all I can wish for you. That's all I can wish for myself. And that's all we have, really, at the end of the day. All we have is us and what we are willing to do for ourselves. Nobody's going to come do it for you. So do it for yourself today. I will be back next week, and I will have a guest, and we'll get back on a routine. But I wanted to be real for a little bit. And I know that I've done a lot of that through the podcast, and that makes me happy. But I also don't want to sugarcoat and make it seem like it's all good and make you feel like we're all good. Because it's okay not to be good, and it's okay to accept that reality. So I hope that you'll come back next week. I hope that you will join me week after week, and that we'll do this together, because we're deserving of it. As always, be happy, be well, be healthy. If you want to keep up with me, you can do so on nancyiperez.com. If you want to go to lifecopeapp.podomatic.com, you can find more stuff on the podcast. And wherever it is that you're listening from, wherever it is that you're currently in your life, just know that I'm here for you. And I really want only the best for you, for me, and for everyone in existence. Take care. See you next week. Bye.